It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Everybody still got turkey belly and bed head. Roll out, folks. It's time to get it done.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Perfect.
You were talking.
Perfect weekend to try and tackle something around the house. You've got that extra day.
You know what else is perfect for? You were talking about not standing in lines, not being in Black Friday thing. And last night, you know, your favorite thing, aside, you know, it wasn't any of the food. It wasn't, you know, it was
food
the company.
Food was good.
Oh, food was incredible. Good. But it was the company and the family time. If you're looking for something to do today, or instead of, you know, on the couch, or if you've got family there, you mentioned you might be a little lethargic, you need to burn off some calories, you should go take a walk at the Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden.
Yes.
That would be a family event. And you want to talk about kind of an eye-opening,
education.
Gorgeous walk.
Yeah.
Is going through Bill's garden. Bill, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. How is the thanks?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to take my own advice and go for a walk. We're so stuffed.
Yeah, it's a perfect day to do it, isn't it?
Hey, tell us about the garden. I had the opportunity to meet Bill about 2 weeks ago, and he took us through the walk. It's right there on Hayden.
And McDonald.
If you've been in the neighborhood long enough, you remember it used to be an old Goonie golf place. But they've turned it into a gorgeous xeriscape garden.
Yeah, it's actually a water treatment plant with a xeriscape demonstration garden that wraps around it as its landscape, the landscape that wraps around the building.
And what's the best place to park for something like this?
Well, you park over by the dog park. The dog park's actually out on Hayden, but that's the easiest way to access it. There's no parking at the facility. The water treatment plant parking is off limits.
And walking through the garden, just reading. I mean, what could somebody get self-educated on?
Well, it's all about the xeriscaping and planning to do some xeriscaping. You know, if you're going to do some xeriscaping, it really pays to do your research ahead of time, learn a little bit about what you're doing, and do a good job of it. Don't do that xeriscaping thing. Do a good job. Plant a bunch of low water use plants to cool your environment, to create the kind of feel that you're trying to feel. And you can get a good look at what they all look like at the xeriscape garden, the mature plants, the trees, the shrubs. So you can see what you can use for different purposes.
And some of those purposes include attracting wildlife.
Mm-hmm. You can attract wildlife. You can attract your birds. You can bring in your butterflies. You know, you can plant for color. You can plant for ease of maintenance. There's lots of things that you can do.
And how big is this?
We got about 5.5 acres of planted area. We've got certain plants have signs on them so that you can see what the name of them, the names are. And, you just kind of walk around. It's a terraced garden.
There is a public restroom.
Pardon me?
There is a public restroom.
Oh, yeah, there's a restroom and a drinking fountain. It's always ready to use. And it's a terraced garden. We have a device called gabions. They're baskets of rocks that create different levels of the garden and different planting areas, and it helps us to do the water harvesting. It keeps the garden into different levels, and we do some water harvesting with water that falls on the treatment plant, and it runs down through the areas. It's pretty unique. It's pretty cool to see.
I have one corner of my property I'm turning into a natural desert scene to attract a lot of things. I thought I knew something about it. Man,
mm-hmm.
I completely scrapped every idea I had in starting over. It's a
walking Bill's garden.
Oh my gosh!
Wow,
it was incredible. And the canopy, walkway canopy of covered Palo Verde trees is.
Yeah, we have a long row of Palo Brea trees that are grown into the point where their limbs are touching each other. across the middle of like a 15-foot sidewalk, and it's really attractive. So, especially in the spring and April when it's all in bloom, it's really, really, really pretty.
So it's a great place to go learn about Zira, not Zero. Bill beat that into me while we were talking. Zirascape.
Yeah, it's using dry plant material. It's using plant material from the region that you're in or from other desert-adapted regions as opposed to, you know, stuff that really shouldn't be growing here.
Entire list of published information, both online and hard copy, you can find at wateruseitwisely.com.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.